told anyone else to after a judge ruled unlawful information gathering was widespread from 1996. Prince Harry's been awarded £140,000 in his privacy case against Mirror Group newspapers, which have apologised for historical wrongdoings. Mr Morgan says false allegations were made against him.
I also want to reiterate, as I've consistently said for many years now, I've never hacked a phone or told anybody else to hack a phone. And nobody has produced any actual evidence to prove that I did. I wasn't called as a witness by either side in the case.
Police in Norfolk says there's no evidence of third-party involvement after a body was found in the search for missing mother of three, Gaynor Lord. The body of a female was recovered from the River Wensum in Norwich a week after she disappeared. French authorities say a British boy who went missing in Spain 6 years ago will return to the UK this weekend. Alex Batty left with his mum and granddad when he was 11 without his grandma, who's his legal guardian, knowing. They've since lived a nomadic lifestyle. Prosecutor Antoine Leroy says he was found by a delivery driver in Toulouse when his mum wanted to go to Finland.
He then decided to leave the place where he was with his mother, and he went walking for 4 days and four nights. He was actually exclusively walking at night and sleeping in the day right up until the place where he was recovered.
Actor Steve Halliwell, best known for playing Zach Dingle in Emmerdale, has died. He was 77. The government's welcomed an historic deal for Airbus to provide 220 aircraft for Turkish Airlines. They'll include 70 powered by Rolls-Royce engines in a deal said to be worth billions to the UK economy. And motorways without a hard shoulder are apparently three times more dangerous to break down on. That's the latest. I'm Kevin Gover.
Thanks, Kevin.
This is Phoenix FM.
Weather on Phoenix FM, proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
This evening will become cloudy, but there will still be a few brief clear spells, and it will remain dry. But these conditions will persist throughout the overnight period with gentle westerly winds. Now, Saturday looks to be pretty murky, generally cloudy and breezy, but again, staying dry, with a chance of a few brighter sprays in places. A milder day with highs of 11 for Saturday and for Sunday.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
Drive on Phoenix FM, brought to you in association with St. Francis Hospice, doing more than you think.
Welcome back to the second hour here on Phoenix FM Drive with me, Joe Bailey, in association with St Francis Hospice. Doing more than you think. Now, if it's your birthday, you are going to have a brilliant weekend. I know it. I can feel it. I can sense it. And you also share a birthday, I'm sure you know, with Keavy and Adele Lynch. Yes, both of Bewitched. And remember, I think it was the older brother, or was it the younger brother? I think he was a little bit older. Shane, he was in the boy zone as well. So I'm going to play a Bewitched for you. Let's blame it on the weatherman.
Oh, it's just one more day. No one said there would be rain again. I won't blame it on myself. Yeah, I'll blame it on the weatherman. Get away for a while. Here I am out on my own again. I won't blame it on myself. Yeah, I'll blame it on the weatherman. Standing on the shore, calling out your name. I was here before. I could see your face. Only clouds will see. Only clouds will see. Tears are in my eyes.
chez toi.
At Active Signs and Designs Limited, our team are passionate about getting you noticed. First impressions are everything. So if you're driving a commercial vehicle, how are people seeing you? Our vehicle graphic products and well-designed signage can make you stand out from the crowd. Give the team a call on 01708 343 555 or visit us at activesignsanddesigns.co.uk and start getting your business noticed today.
Are you hungry? Then why not try an award-winning Indian takeaway from Hut & Spice? All our meals are cooked to order using the freshest ingredients, bringing you the finest traditional Indian dishes. To order, visit our website at www.hutandspice.com or give us a call on Brentwood 226 124 and see why we're the favourite choice of customers across Brentwood to Billericay.
Immerse yourself in the true Mediterranean essence at Leyalina Modern Lebanese, nestled on Billericay's vibrant high street. Uncover the magic of our hidden garden. Sip on exceptional cocktails, savour unforgettable cuisine, and create cherished memories that linger long after you leave. Enjoy a complimentary glass of house wine when you mention Phoenix FM upon booking. Available Sunday to Thursday. Terms and conditions apply.
Now remember, coming up around 4:30, we are going to have 4 at 4:30. It's a brilliant chart back in the day of, well, I'm going to let you know, but it was on this day. And I'm going to play you a few songs from the top 20 of this week's chart back in the day. I almost gave the year away again now. I've got to be so careful, especially on Friday. I get ever so excited. So coming up now, we've got Pink with So What Though.
The waiter just took my table and gave it to Jessica Sims. I guess I'll go sit with Drumboy, at least I'll know how to hit. What if there's songs on the radio that somebody's gonna die? I'm gonna get in trouble, my ex will start a fight. Na 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 na, he's gonna start a fight. Na 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 na, we're all gonna get in a fight.
That's Pink with So What. Now, I've had a request from Chrissy, who's asked for Propaganda. We have got one. They didn't ever quite make the top 10, but they were huge back in the 80s. I know I loved them. It's the sort of music I loved back then when I was a very small child, let me just say. Yes, and this is Propaganda, Jewel, from 1985. And then we've got a classic Christmas song coming up for you.
Thank you.
the Crystals, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. Now, I'm going to check over the travel for you now.
Phoenix FM Travel News.
Well, there's queue in traffic on the A12 eastbound before the 406 North Circular Road. Redbridge roundabout, the travel time there's around 25 minutes already. Now, there's stop-start traffic on the M25 anti-clockwise at Dartford Tunnels. Travel time there is 40 minutes. Now, just having a look here as well, on the M25 clockwise, there's slow traffic between Junction 26 and Junction 27. And on the M11 London bound, slow traffic between Junction 7 and Harlow and Junction 6. So be careful if you are in that area. Now, Braintree A120 eastbound, slow moving traffic between B1256 and Galley's Corner roundabout. And travel time there is around 20 minutes as I'm looking at that now. Braintree also slow traffic approaching Marks Farm roundabout. In Chelmsford, slow northbound on New London Road from the Miami roundabout to Parkway, and slow moving traffic on Demons Road at Baddow Road towards the Army and Navy roundabout. And in Colchester, A134 slow moving traffic northbound between the Middleborough roundabout and Colnebank roundabout. Also on the northern approach on the A134, slow moving traffic between Mill Road and the North Station roundabout. Now again, the tube is looking a little bit dodgy, but the rail is fine again today. But on the tube, they have still minor delays on the central line due to a shortage of trains. Severe delays on the Circle line due to cancellations. Underground station still closed on the Northern line at Kentish Town. Trains not stopping on Piccadilly line eastbound at South East Ealing. Also minor delays on the Piccadilly line between Acton Town and Heathrow Airport and between Acton Town and Uxbridge. And finally, minor delays still on the Elizabeth line between Whitechapel and Shenfield. That's all due to an earlier train that broke down at Manor Park, so do check your timetables there for that one. But there'll be more updates from me in an hour. Now, coming up soon, we've got the chart from 4:30. That's going to be a little bit later than that. From a way back when, and you just got to really guess what the year is. There's some brilliant Christmas tunes in that one as well. Coming up after Take That with The Greatest Day.
Ho, ho, ho. Merry Christmas.
Today this could be the greatest day of our lives. Before it all ends, before we run out of time, the greatest day of
greatest day. Could be their greatest song. I don't know. You decide. Anyway, take that. Yes, I absolutely love them still. Yeah, I remember I used to be a bit embarrassed to say it back in the day, but I do love me boy bands. I don't care anymore. Right, now it is time for our 4:33. Now, it's all from this chart on this day, but what is the year? Now, I've included two tracks that are Christmas songs. They're all from the top 20 of this day. Right, okay. Now, we're going to start off with one of the best ones, I think, Christmas songs ever. Gives me chills when I hear that.
It's all cold down along the beach. The wind's whipping down the boardwalk. Hey, man! You guys know what time of year it is? What time? You guys all been good and practicing real hard. Yeah. Clients, you've been rehearsing real hard now. So Santa, bring your new saxophone, right? Everybody out there been good? What? Oh, that's not many. Not many. You guys in trouble out here. And you better watch out. You better not cry. You better.
Checking it twice, he's gonna find out who's naughty and nice. Say
So that was 9 in the charts on this day in which year. Now, I'm going to be playing another brilliant track that was number 5 on this day in which year. I'm being very careful again. But I'm going to play which was number 17. That's Bronski Beat, hit that perfect beat. And that is just after Jimmy Somerville went off to join, I was going to say the Commodores, but it wasn't the Communards. It was John Foster, if you can remember his name. He was the one that took over from Jimmy Somerville. And I love this track, hit that perfect beat.
And girls in a western town, a dead end world. The eastern boys and western girls. signs, whispering voices, faces on posters, too many choices. If, when, why, what, how much have you got? Have you got it, do you get it? If so, how often would you choose a hard or soft option?
West End Girls by Pet Shop Boys. Now we are going to have Shakin' Stevens' Merry Christmas, everyone. That was number two, but do you know what the year is yet?
Snow is falling.
I'm gonna find that girl underneath the mistletoe.
So Shaky was number two. Number one was Saving All Your Love For Me with Whitney Houston. Do They Know It's Christmas? Number three, I'm Your Man was Wham. We've already played Pet Shop Boys. That was number five. And sitting at 13 actually was Fergal Sharkey. So I'll tell you what I'll do. We'll have a short break. I'll play Fergal Sharkey and then I'll see if you got the date right.
Need a will? Facing redundancy or an employment issue? Searching for some family legal advice? Seeking legal guidance for your commercial business? Or maybe you are moving property and are looking for an excellent conveyancer? Whatever the legal service, for life, business and everything in between, Pinny Telford Solicitors have it covered. Find out more online at www.pinnytalford.co.uk or call our Brentwood office on 01277 211 755 to book an appointment.
Your local hospice needs your support this festive season, and there are so many ways that you can make a difference. Purchase your Secret Santa and stocking filler gifts at any St. Francis Hospice store. Host a jumpers or gym jams day at work, or support the Christmas Tree Recycling Service. The team at St. Francis Hospice will pick up and recycle your real Christmas tree for a donation with a brand new sponsor, the Sharp Group. So support your local hospice this Christmas.
With the colder weather almost here, it's time to make those all-important home improvements to keep you warm and secure through the winter. Upgrading your windows and doors with SEHVAC will not only help improve the energy performance of your home and save you money on your heating bills, but will also keep you safe with the latest security features. Plus, get up to 35% off windows, doors, conservatories and extensions. Visit SEHVAC.com to find your nearest showroom and see our new product ranges. Terms and conditions apply.
You're listening to Joe Bailey on Phoenix FM.
They could be true, all about love and what it can do to you. Highest risk of striking out, the risk of getting hurt, and still I have so much to learn.
Fergal Sharpie. A Good Heart was number 13 on the charts in this on this day, Friday the 15th of December, in the year 1985. I remember it well, even though I was a baby. I'm sure I was a baby back then. Right, now, Christmas presents. I was going to talk about that the other day, and I completely forgot, because there's a new survey that's been revealed, and I thought, oh, well, I'll let you know now, because the weekend is going to be busy out there, right? But it only takes just 14 seconds for someone to decide if they like a Christmas present. I think it takes me less than that, but there you go. And whether it will be kept, returned, or regifted. Now, apparently, there's six out of 10 of us at some point returned and even regifted items we've opened and received over the Christmas period. Pajamas, unsurprisingly, ranked at the most likely to be sent back once the shop reopened after the big day. And deodorants and shower gel sets, how many of them do we get a year, often end up under somebody else's Christmas tree. Yep. Anyway, one in five of us will be truthful about our disappointment. I could never do that. Seven out of ten will pretend they love it. Yeah, I'm one of those. Hands up. Yeah, definitely me. Despite some finding it hard to hide their disappointment, eight in ten are thankful for receiving a gift. I always am, regardless whether they wanted it or not. More than four in ten of us are more likely to instantly love a Christmas present if it's personalised to them. That is so true. But I think sort of like this time of year, a lot of people are struggling. And do you know what? The most wonderful gift I was given, it was by Andy Gardner's mum, Wendy. Wendy, if you're listening in, hello. It was such a surprise. He brought in this little sort of like little gift bag. It was all written out, all lovely, lovely bow on it. There was a little kind of sort of Hessian bag with a little football chocolate in it, because obviously everyone knows that I love football. Me and Andy talk about it all the time. But that's lovely. It's like having family that you don't even know listening to you. And so that was a lovely thing. So Wendy, thank you for that yet again. So again, it's the smallest thing. Doesn't have to cost a lot of money. Just something with a little bit of thought in it. And even when you write a card out rather than doing it otherwise, always means much more, to be fair. Right, now, do you know what? I'm going to play a promo, because he's only just done this one, and I love Daniel, and he has taken over from me tonight from 6 o'clock. So I'm just going to play this out a second, because I want to have a listen to it myself.
Join me, Daniel Gregory, and the Bliss Disciples every Friday evening from 6 p.m. as I delve into a rich two-hour musical tapestry meticulously created to uplift your spirits and set the perfect tone for the weekend ahead.
Join me, Andy Gardner, on Phoenix 98 FM for Under the Radar every Monday at 6 to 8 p.m. I'll be playing the week's new independent and alternative releases from across the globe, my album of the week, interviews, news, and live sessions from local artists. That's Under the Radar every Monday at 6 here on Phoenix 98 FM.
Yeah. That's Wendy's son, Andy, Under the Radar on Mondays. And before then, Bliss Disciples. He is as lovely as he sounds as well, Daniel. Right, taking us up to the top of the hour, we're going to have a listen to Guess the Intro. So meet me at the other side of the news, because Xanthi's going to be finishing off the show for us today with her greatest pick. And we've got a 70s / 80s kids theme tune to go through.
Guess the Intro.
On the hour, across Brentwood and Billericay, this is Phoenix FM News.